This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Ain't no use leaving. That's the sound of the Grammy-nominated trio, the Hamiltones. They're in town tonight at the QC Social Lounge. This weekend, there is also a comedy festival, a big NASCAR race, and other fun activities to attend. Joining me for this edition of Weekend and Entertainment to talk about those events is Katrina Lewis, Managing Editor of Q City Metro. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Gwen.
Well, let's start with the Hamiltones. They are not only well-known, but they have a local presence. Tell us more about them.
So the Hamiltones started as background singers for Grammy Award-winning soul singer Anthony Hamilton, who lives in Charlotte. They got popular when their soulful renditions began to go viral on the internet. They have well over 50 million online views, and they have their own singles. People, they can expect a very intimate performance, like an unplugged performance, but that doesn't mean low energy. I see them every time they perform in Charlotte, and they always put on a good show.
Showtime and tickets?
The show is tonight at 8 p.m. at QC Social Lounge in Uptown. Tickets are selling fast. They start at $10 up to $150 for VIP.
I'm sure that's going to be a great show. So let's move on to the comedy festival on tap this weekend.
That's what I love about being from a small town. You know, you got to learn quick in life if you want to be entertained by the simple things, right? The free stuff, like a river, you know? And we don't say it. I got friends that don't say river, R-I-V-E-R. They say it R-I-I-F-F-P-H-E-R. I got a buddy, Marty. He'll say, hey, Reap, you coming to town this weekend? Let's go back to the river. Oh, Marty. Yeah. You spit on me through the phone, man.
That's comedian John Reap, another local on stage this weekend. He's part of the Queen City Comedy Festival that started last Sunday, the 22nd, and runs through this Sunday, right?
Yes, so the Queen City Comedy Experience, it's in its third year of bringing national headliners together with top local and regional comedians for some of the best comedy shows. There's something for everyone, stand-up to comedy skits, podcasts, and improv.
Tell me a bit more about Hickory native John Reap.
He's built a following through his comedy specials, and as winner of NBC's fifth season of Last Comic Standing, you can currently see him on Netflix on Brad Paisley's Comedy Rodeo. John's hour stand-up special, John Reap, Metro Jethro, and his half-hour stand-up special both aired on Comedy Central.
How much are tickets, and will all of the shows be at the McGlowan Theater?
So tickets start at $35. You can get them on blumenthalarts.org, where you can check out the other acts as well, but they'll be at different venues. So some will be at McGlowan Theater. There's a couple that's happening at the Comedy Zone and things like that.
Okay, now there is also the Charlotte Film Festival this weekend if you want to binge out with the big screen.
Yes, the Charlotte Film Festival started in 2006 as a weekend festival for established and emerging filmmakers to showcase their works to industry peers and lovers of independent film. The festival has grown to include state-of-the-art venues attracting filmmakers from around the world. So throughout the weekend, over 100 movies will be screened with lots of independent films to choose from.
And what kind of films are being showcased?
So there's something for everybody. There's shorts with screen times of about 10 to 15 minutes up to full-length films. And then there's drama, comedy, the gamut.
Where will it be held and how much will it cost?
So the festival will be held at Ayerslie Grand Cinemas in Southwest Charlotte. General admission is $12 per film, and they also have different packages if you have several films you'd like to see.
Great. And on Saturday, there is the Art Pop pop-up gallery show. Fill us in on that.
Art Pop hosts this pop-up gallery show four times a year. Guests can browse local pieces for sale and meet the artists. There'll be a wide selection of free hors d'oeuvres from Evoke Restaurant and live music. It's happening Saturday evening from 6 to 9 at Le Meridian Hotel in Uptown.
A great way to promote local artists. And finally, it's time to get those engines started. On Sunday, the Bank of America Roval 400 race will be held, right?
Yes, this race is part of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race that's held annually at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord. And this is like the playoffs for NASCAR. Before the race on Sunday, platinum-selling country artist Chris Lane will perform at 12:30 p.m. on the Speedway's front stretch. Mario Andretti, a motorsports legend, will serve as the honorary pace car driver for the Bank of America Roval 400. So throughout the weekend, there'll be tons of other events to attend, like the Bojangles qualifying race on Friday, NASCAR Xfinity Series drive for the Cure 250 on Saturday, tons of concerts, fan zones for kids and the whole family. And you don't need to be into race cars. I went last year and I enjoyed it. So there really is something for everybody.
I'm sure it will be an exciting weekend for NASCAR fans. Thanks, Katrina, for filling us in.
Thanks, Gwen.
That's Katrina Lewis, managing editor of Q City Metro.